It is important we not succumb to stories and narratives designed to give us false memories, to rewrite history as we honor and remember President George Herbert Walker Bush. Bush began his Texas career in Midland, the oil-drilling independence capital, but soon moved to huge Houston, where the corporate oil industry is largely based. Bush helped to get a working Republican Party going in Harris County and was eventually elected to Congress. His Republican Party was not the party of Reagan, reform, and limited government. His was the GOP of Gerald Ford and the establishment class of big government is okay as long as we manage it better than do Democrats. President Bush, beyond all doubt, held a personal set of ethics alongside great ability, which led him to be entrusted with great responsibility by the powerful, special representative to China when opening them to the West, head of the CIA, and much more. His loyalty to President Reagan as vice president is legendary and unquestioned, though many of his crowd didn't follow his leadership on that issue. For all the positive talk out of the media now, Bush was pilloried and abused by them when it came his re-election time. Bush, however, didn't effectively fight back against the damaging propaganda until it was too late, and then it was against Dan Rather of CBS. By the time Bush pushed back, much of the country had been convinced he was a blue-blooded, out-of-touch patrician who had little in common with them. Bush and his establishment side of the GOP made and continue to make the mistake of believing their political enemies are honorable in their commitment to making the country better. That's a mistake born of willful ignorance of the methods and goals of the left. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.